So recently, Kansas City found itself on a list, and it's found itself on a list like this before. Three Missouri cities, including Kansas City, placed in the top 100 on the U.S. News and World Report's list of the 150 best places to live in the U.S. in 2021-2022. Kansas City placed highest amongst the three Missouri cities at number 57. The list gave it a 6.7 overall score, desirability score of 5.6, value score of 7.7, job market a 7.2, quality of life a 6, net migration of 6.4. Let's welcome on and say good morning to an old friend of the show. He's not old, but he's an old friend of the show. And that is Patrick Tuohy. He is now with the Better Cities Project, and he joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Been a longtime public policy advocate in Kansas City. Patrick, good morning. Great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's good to speak with you again.
Thank you. You are the last, by the way, in-studio guest here at KCMO Talk Radio, going on a year and a half now. So hopefully that'll turn soon, and maybe you'll be able to come back one day. That'd be nice, huh?
I think I was the first in-studio guest, too, when you moved to the new headquarters.
That's right. That's right. You were the first and last, I think is the best way to put it. All right, Patrick, this study that was done, naturally, Kansas City leadership are cheering at this, and as they should. And we all want Kansas City to be a great place to live and raise a family and whatnot. But what was your takeaway? You're always good at digging into the numbers a little bit. What was your takeaway from this survey and this list that was put together?
Well, the first thing for Kansas Cityans, for people who live in Kansas City, Missouri proper, this is really misleading. And because the study looks at 150 metropolitan areas, so in Kansas City's case, that's the 14 counties around us. It includes Independence, and depends on some measures, may go out as far as Lawrence. And so when we hear that Kansas, but they refer to us as Kansas City, Missouri. Now, in some places, maybe New York City or Los Angeles, people think of themselves as a larger metro area. But here in Kansas City, we've got all these different cities and, of course, two states that fall into our metro area. And so I looked at the study. I confirmed that they were talking about the metro area, even though they say Kansas City, Missouri. For example, only two of the top 10 schools they rate are in the state of Missouri. Lincoln Prep is rated number two, but it, of course, you have to apply to get into that school. Yeah. And there are several in the Blue Valley School District that put, you know, contribute to our points for education and schools. And of course, you know, the crime numbers in Kansas City, Missouri versus the metro area are very, very different, and as are household income. So what I don't want to happen, I think the people on the Kansas side of the metro and even some of the places outside of Kansas City on the Missouri side can be very proud of the communities they've built and how they're doing. But I absolutely do not want some places like Kansas City, Missouri and Kansas City, Kansas to get away with claiming credit for this performance, because in most cases they're pulling the average down. And so, again, it's great for the region, but from a policy point of view, Kansas City, Missouri needs to do better.
All right, so fill in the do better. I know it's a big question, but fill in the do better, Patrick. It's been a while since you and I have spoken, so a lot has taken place over the last several months. Fill in that do better specifically for KCMO proper, which, by the way, full disclosure, you are a resident of KCMO proper.
Yes. I live in Waldo, and I absolutely love this city. I'm not a fan of the government and haven't been, but I love the communities that make up Kansas City, Missouri. What people need to understand, the people in leadership in Kansas City need to understand, is certainly as a result of the pandemic, people realize that they can live wherever they want. They don't necessarily need to commute into a downtown, and they certainly don't need to live in a city. In fact, the pandemic kind of made density an albatross rather than a strength. So Kansas City has got to realize that it is competing. It is competing for residents. And what do you do to compete for residents? You've got to offer a better product at a lower price. And so the city needs to improve services, and it needs to do so, through less taxes per household, per person. And, now, and what we've done in the past is we've kind of thought that we could charge anything we wanted for sales tax, or we've got an earnings tax that kind of taxes people beyond our boundaries. But that is not a recipe for success. That's not a plan for growing the city population.
Patrick, when you looked, and Patrick Tuohy, Better Cities Project, is joining us. When you looked at the top 10 on this list by U.S. News & World Report, they were Boulder, Colorado, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina, Huntsville, Alabama, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Naples, Florida, Portland, Maine, Sarasota, Florida, and Portland, Oregon. I mean, when you look at those 10 cities, what was the common theme between them and what made them great places to live and put them at the top of the list, this list?
Well, you know, a lot of them are going to be university towns. They may have younger populations, but they're not necessarily the same size, the same population size as Kansas City. And so, again, they're all going to have lots of different things going on. There is no single way to grow and improve a city. You know, people move there. Maybe you've got a left of center government. Maybe you've got a more conservative government. Maybe it's a particular industry that brings people there. Maybe you've got geographic or climate benefits. You know, you're on the coast. But when it comes to within a metro area, cities have to be very mindful that they're competing. Now, they certainly know this when it comes time to hand out subsidies. They realize that they're jockeying for, you know, businesses, and they want to throw money at a corporation to move across political boundaries like we do in Kansas City. But when it comes to competing around the country, it's really a matter of quality of life. And from crime to public education to infrastructure, and to cost of government, our taxes are high, our debt is high here in Kansas City. We simply aren't doing well. And I don't want people to be distracted by reports like this that say the region is doing well when our core city is really not doing well at all.
Speaking of the region, Patrick, I want to touch on this quickly, and that is the Overland Park mayor's race is going on. And one of the big topics has been the overbuilding of apartments and just forcing density, even in places like Overland Park, where, you know, as you pointed out, people typically aren't looking for that in those places, in those settings. Where are we right now on that issue? It would seem to me that you're seeing the housing market go crazy all over the country, including here. The demand is for single family homes, yet so many in government want to keep building up instead of out because it's convenient for them. These developers have convinced them that this is something that they need. When if you look at just supply and demand right now, that's not what people want. So why is there such, it seems like, confusion or a disconnect between what the people want, what they expect out of their communities, and what city leadership want, in this case, Overland Park?
Well, those are all the questions, what people want, what they should expect.
Yeah.
So if these buildings are being built by the developers themselves, then it reflects a demand. And it reflects a healthy economy, right? These guys are building products because they think there is demand for them. Now, if the government is getting involved in subsidizing them, well, then it may be the case that the developers are building because it's what government wants, mm-hmm. not what potential consumers want. And so that's the first thing. You know, a government says we want to build up or we want more density or something like that. They're going to create the incentives to do that regardless of what the market is. I simply don't know in Johnson County and Overland Park, what the actual demand is. If, for example, I knew that none of these developments were being subsidized, I would tell you this is a great sign. This is a sign of a healthy market, that people are demanding these units. They're moving into the community. They want density and all is well. But I know in this region we subsidize construction so often that I'm not confident that's the case. Another thing that frustrates me, and it's a lot of people on the right, for example, who live in kind of suburban communities, and they bought their house 20, 30 years ago, and they think that they are guaranteed that their community will always look the same and that they will always be able to stop any kind of innovation or new construction. And really what they're looking for is a government subsidy of their quality of life. Just because your community looked a certain way, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, doesn't mean you have a right to stop any changes. That can be very expensive. If, you know, for example, this developer wants to build on the edge of a golf course, you know, that represents demand, and that community is changing, and communities need to be allowed to change and grow and serve the needs of their community, not become beholden to small groups of very vocal homeowners who just want to say no to everything. So I don't, it may be a mix of those things that's going on in Overland Park, but you know, what we need to do is allow the free market to be free and accept the consequences, because we all know in the long term, it's better for everyone. But people have lots of opinions along the way about what should and shouldn't be done and what should be subsidized. And that's unfortunate.
He's Patrick Toohey, Better Cities Project. Find him at better-cities.org. Patrick, great to have you back on the show, my friend. Appreciate the insight and perspective.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful. Take care.
You bet. Patrick Toohey, old friend of the show on KCMO Talk Radio.